Frank roundabout and not the roundabout, the circle there and a couple of these.
Okay, we'll call the planning board to order and we'll start off with the pledge allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
We'll start off with roll call.
Dale Dodge.
Here.
Gene Finster.
Here.
Dave Vasilla.
Here.
And Victor Costanza.
Here.
Receiving approval for our minutes from our April 4th meeting with the planning board. And also we had a meeting on April 17th with the planning board and the zoning board of appeals. Coordinated hearing minutes. And if there's any additions or corrections. Do I hear a motion to accept the minutes? Should we go individually, Jeff, or one of the... Okay, for the April 4th planning board minutes?
I think there is a question.
Okay.
Talking about the property, changing it to planned development. It's got a size and the requirement is such to change it to a private highway. And you go up there with us.
Yeah. What I'm thinking, but it means pretty something.
And I've got... Start us off with some gentle comments.
I'll try to do my best.
Any other additions or corrections?
Thank you.
Huh?
Not twice.
Do I hear a motion to accept the...
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
Yeah, I'll say.
Can you go follow me?
Yeah.
Aye. Dale Dodge.
Aye.
Gene Finster.
Aye.
Dave Vasilla.
Yeah.
Catherine Dany.
I am unable to respond because I do not know, I wasn't here to begin to know what was...
Okay. Alright, okay. And Victor Costanza.
Aye.
We're approving minutes.
Oh, approving minutes? Okay. I'm sorry, I wasn't here at the beginning of the conversation.
That's okay.
Now the minutes from the April 17th planning board, with the ZBA coordinated hearing minutes. Do I hear a motion or any corrections or...
I'll make the motion.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Dale?
Dale Dodge.
Aye.
Gene Finster.
Aye.
Dave Vasilla.
Yeah.
Catherine Dany.
Yes.
Victor Costanza.
Aye.
Okay, tonight we have Frank and Dean Paratore here tonight, and Frank would like to speak on the Dave's Diner property. Right, Frank?
Yes.
So if you want to speak before, you have the floor.
Thank you. Just like to state, I've known many people in this room for many years, and there's some new faces that I'm not really familiar with. But our family has been in this town for probably 66 years in many different capacities, owned businesses and owned real estate, going back to 1966. I wanted to clarify a couple things, and I'll get into a little bit of narrative because I think it's important that the board understand where this all started. We've had our property for sale for about 3 years, but let me just back up to the beginning. Back in June of 87, our company, my brother and I own this little company called Parafuture Development Corp, and it purchased the former R.B. Garvin property. I'm not sure how many people here remember Dick Garvin. He owned a truck repair facility. There was a 40 by 60 building. He used to repair trucks and trailers there for many years, and that continued on, and even to this day has continued on as a storage and maintenance area for trucks and equipment. When we bought it, that property consisted of 15 acres. Those 15 acres, there were trucks and trailers and equipment parked all over it. When we bought it, it was in pretty rough shape. It was in disarray. We continued to rent the buildings out as they were. We then cleaned the entire property to the point where it was ready for development, and we built the current building there, which is a 40 by 110 foot building. That's where Dave's Diner is in the front. I had my office in the rear, and we have other rental spaces there throughout the years. 3 years ago, as I had mentioned, we had got to the point where we wanted to sell the property. And in doing that, we had to make a decision. My brother decided that he would want to maintain the garage. He wanted to retain it for his own purposes. There was 1.6 acres that was transferred to him back in 2021. And he has kept that property. We have tried to market it, and it has been a very difficult task at times. We've had some offers. Offers have come very close. Contracts have been signed, and last minute things happen. It's unfortunate. Back in February of 2024, just to give you the finish the rest of the story, my brother and I were sitting around saying, what are we going to do with this property? We tried to sell it to no avail. Let's do something that we've always wanted to do. Let's develop this. I was on the planning board at one time way back when. I was involved in trying to obtain sewers for the town, and there was many objections within the town. Sewers is going to be the key to the town's growth. We waited and waited and waited for sewers to come to the town. We finally said in February, let's do something. Let's put together a plan. So we engaged Don Ayer to put together a site drawing with the concept that we would put together a private road and have building lots that would be, the buildings would be utilized for anything that would be allowed within the CH district. In discussing it with Don Ayer, it came to the point that, well, we don't have CH all the way through the property. There's, I think it's residential or R2, whatever is at the back. So now we are kind of stuck. Don said, no, we can go apply for a zoning change. So we were away. So I said, Don, why don't you go represent us and explain this to the board? Wouldn't you know what's happened in the meantime? We have a very substantial and serious offer, and it's very close to coming to fruition. And one of the contingencies that's in the list is that we have to have the buyer wants to know if the town will allow his, quote, business to be operated in the town. And it doesn't fit the perfect designation of what is supposed to be in a CH district. This fellow operates an auto transport business. He is not a used dealer, a car dealer. He's not a new car dealer. He basically transports cars and light pickup trucks from auction locations all around the Northeast. He has up to 3 tractor trailers that will be there at one time, and he has approximately 30 vehicles that will be on the ground. He's not talking about occupying the whole remainder of the property that is undeveloped at the point he's in time. He's looking at utilizing where the gravel is, where the blacktop is. The cars are delivered. I think there's 7 at a time. They'll come off a trailer, be parked. The next morning, they'll be moved from one trailer to another. As they are delivered to different dealers. So my question to the board is, this use that we have had over the many years doesn't seem to us like it has really changed any. There are tractor trailers, there are trucks there now, there are tractor trailers and trucks that utilize Dave's Diner and the parking lot. And I guess what we're trying to get is obtain some sort of statement from the board that will say that the proposed use has been either grandfathered in or is an allowed use based on the town's the past uses of this property. We don't need to apply for any type of zoning change for that. And I was told by different town officials this would be the venue to come forward and ask to see if the planning board would issue some sort of letter that says, the guy wants to know if he can operate his business there or not, and he would be shut down. So that's really what we're asking for. Now, if this project goes through, if we are able to get this letter, his mortgage contingencies are met, There's very few other little contingencies that are left to be satisfied. We would be willing to table, and I'm asking you right now to table our zoning change. We really don't want to go forward with a zoning change at this point. If we sell it, we'll be more than happy to remove and remove permanently any zoning change applications that we have in. So really what we're trying to asking you directly is if there is the ability to issue a statement that the proposed buyer, I can give you his name and all of that, the LLC that's going to be operated under, would be an allowed use in the town. And that's basically the summation of where we are. I just didn't want to confuse it. I know last time it got a little contentious, so I hear it was a little confusing. But you know, we're just going to ask those changes to be tabled and kept tabled until we sell the property, and then they will be certainly removed. So I'm not sure if anybody had questions.
I just have one. If we were to honor this, it would only be for this particular owner. If that were to change ownership down the road, that would be null and void then.
So you want allowed use? You want an allowed use for the owner?
Well, he wants to know, whatever any technical term you want to use, would his use for the auto transport be allowed? He doesn't want to be shut down. He has to have something to stand on. That's
right,
all.
He's doing that right now. Basically,
I don't know where, to be honest with you, I've never even met this man. I don't know where he's operating out of. New York Auto Transport. Yeah.
All he wants to use is that 400 feet.
That's it. Correct.
Is anything else?
No. He's not building any buildings. He knows that if he has to build a building or whatever he needs down the road, he has to obviously go through the process. Right now, he wants to utilize my brother has the piece of property that's going to be sold at 1.6 acres, and we have the balance as the company. That will be utilized to maintain his truck and trailers, and the rest of the area would be utilized for storage of cars. You know, there's 80 parking spaces around that facility.
Actually, how far is the garage back right now?
The garage itself, the face of the garage, I want to say it's about 160 feet off Route 5.
There's 400 foot of commercial highway.
Correct.
So it's within the...
Oh, definitely, yeah. It goes at least another 100 feet beyond the back of the building.
Right.
Would he be willing to fence that area in?
I'd have to ask him. I don't think he'd have a problem, but I don't want to really speak for him. But when you say the area...
Where he's going to park his cars.
He might want to.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, he might want to.
He wants to buy all that property beyond the 400.
Correct.
What is it? Does he have any plans for that at all?
He has. I asked him. He doesn't have any plans right now. No.
So anything beyond 400 feet is the R2?
I think so. I think that's a zoning designation of it.
I mean, if he's in, within the 400 feet and, you know, he's putting just transport units basically for the cars he's selling. Or
correct.
Transporting.
That's right.
Would he be interested in coming in front of us?
He would. He would. I didn't know where to start, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I was going to have him come on tonight, but it was like...
I say we have him come in.
Okay.
Invite him into the next meeting.
Sure.
With a plan of what he plans on doing. Everyone's okay with that. And then we'll go from there, I would think.
Give him a letter just for 400 feet.
So, yes. Is that necessary to have?
Well, he's not doing anything, so.
We could set the rules that we want to know.
Write the letter for 400 feet.
Right.
And correct. After that, this board has no power.
No. You have to have
it doesn't matter what he does beyond, that has to go through the zoning board.
Right.
Once he starts playing with the R2, then he's got to go through the zoning board.
And he knows
that he can do what he wants to do. In the first 400 feet, he can do it.
Right.
So if you make sure you put it 400 feet in the letter.
That's what I would say. Letter.
Everybody's happy.
I think that would be perfectly fine.
Let him come in with a plan next meeting.
So I'm confused. Are you going to issue? Are you telling me you're issuing a statement now? Up to 400 feet is fine.
I think so. I would think so.
Then you want him to come in as separate.
Well, he would come in when he needs.
That's my point.
Different with the property.
Correct.
Once he wants to go into the R2, he doesn't come to this board. He's got to go through the zoning board.
Correct. Right. That's how I would interpret it, but
I don't think he needs to come in. No.
No. For what? He'll tell you the same thing Frank just told you.
Right.
Is that
you're delaying everything by a month.
Is that business
don't
allowed?
Don't delay it. Get it going.
Is that business allowed in the commercial highway?
You're up and down the whole highway, tractor trailers. You got them in all over. So that's what he's doing is fine.
Is he going to sell cars there too?
No, he's not a dealer. He doesn't sell anything. No.
So the cars won't even be there long. They might sit there a while just for transport out.
My understanding is, I don't know all of his business, but what it is, he'll go to an auction. He knows all the dealers. Whether Joe Steep buys some or Lithia buys three or four, hey, can you bring them back? Bring them back to us. So he'll bring them back, takes them off the trailer. He might have dealers all over the place that I don't even know of. They're sorted and separated out, loaded on the trailer. Let's say a group in Syracuse bought seven cars. That trailer goes to Syracuse. Another one might go to Albany. They're not junks. They're not wrecks. They're used cars is what they are. And they're parked and loaded and they're gone.
But the letter needs to be specific that the business he's describing, it needs to be specifically outlined in the letter so they can't go venture out into
in a set of rules he's going to say he's going to follow by. So we have a little...
To make sure that
no, there's no rules.
No disabled people,
no cars. This board doesn't do that. So what he needs to do, all you need to do is put in the tax ID number for this piece of property, saying that the first 400 feet he's allowed to do what he wants to do with the three transport vehicles and the storage of his vehicles on lot. This isn't brain surgery. And then you could.
Exactly.
Anything after that, the gentleman knows he's got to come into the zoning board of appeals.
I think that'd be acceptable to us.
Make sure you put the tax ID number on it, and it you'll be all set.
But both parcels he's going to use, right?
Both parcels, yes. Correct. At one time, they were all together, and just 3 years ago, we split them. Now that's going to be all one big parcel again.
So if you can give the board those tax ID numbers.
The tax parcel numbers?
You sent out those two parcels, right?
Yes.
So, yeah. So
well, there might be.
Get it, right.
It got a little goofy the way it got split up. I'll put all the numbers there. They all add up to the one parcel. It's what it is. I have a survey. I can attach it to this copy of the survey so you see specifically what he's buying and specifically the amount of acreage it'll have.
So when they put it in the letter, they get it right. That's all.
Right.
Okay. As long as they stay within the commercial highway.
Exactly. Okay. So I'm assuming that is the case.
Would we need a motion to get a letter? Yeah, okay. We need a motion to get the specific letter with the lot numbers.
Oh, okay.
I'll
second
that,
son.
Thank you.
Who seconds it? Dale Dodge?
Aye.
Gene Finster?
Aye.
Dave Fasillo?
Yeah.
Catherine Nyman?
Yes.
Ben Tripoli?
Yes.
And Vic Costanza?
Aye. Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I assume getting the letter in a couple days or something like that, whatever you can type it up.
Probably within a week or so.
Okay. And I'll get the tax ID numbers to you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay.
And the next thing on the agenda, we have a presentation by Eldridge Trucking LLC regarding proposed office truck storage building in the Schuyler Business Park.
Good evening. I'm Al Swerzik, civil engineer. We also have with us this evening Ryan Aldridge, owner of Aldridge Trucking and Sawing. Ryan, why don't you give them a brief overview about what you're looking at.
So we're looking to purchase the 15-acre parcel from the IDA and put up a 35,000-square-foot steel facility with a material storage building behind the storage for the trailers and truck work and things like that.
Where is this in the park?
This is next, this is, so if you drive in and you come to Pepsi, there's an empty lot behind Pepsi to Home Depot. There's a 15-acre piece there. That's the piece.
It's on the west side of Usick Drive, between just south of Pepsi, the Pepsi building.
This is in your package. The lot marked in green on what that represents. The Pepsi's on there. Home Depot's building is not depicted on there, but this was an older survey map. So, Alan, you want
okay.
to go through this?
At the site, you've got, I think, a reduced copy of this drawing in front of you. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about is a north is up. There's a building that he's mentioned there, a 30,000 square foot steel building. On one side of it, we've got parking shown in blue for approximately 30 employee parking spaces. As the trucks would come in, there's a fueling island for two. Dispensers together with a fuel tank. Trucks would continue around, and there's parking on the left side for 21 trailers. If there are additional dump trucks that sometimes are part of his fleet, there may be some parking for those on the south side of the building. Utilities are available for us. We've got water, gas, electric. On-site sewers would be required. But it's going to be a relatively small system because they're only talking about 25, 30 employees. So it's not looking at a very big system. And the soils are gravelly, Herkimer gravelly silt loam, which, in my experience, the perk is usually pretty good with those. So I'm not expecting a problem with that.
It'll be, and the employees aren't there during the day anyway, so it's not like it's a constant use. It's just for mornings, nights, that type of stuff.
There's also in the back that's 260 feet by 160, a domed building that's going to be used for material storage. Keep it out of the rain and keep it dry. Trucks would come in the second entrance, do their business, load, unload, and leave by this exit as well. In this building as well, there probably will be some, maintenance and washing of the trailers, so they can pull in there, pull out the backside, brought around, and
one wash bay on the end.
Yeah. Wash bay, yes.
Would be the south side. South would be a wash bay.
There's stormwater management that's proposed at this point, very conceptually. We've got one. The building will pitch. The main building will have a crown perpendicular to the Usick Drive. This area will drain to a retention basin, as shown right there. The other side of the building, the south side of the building, will drain to a retention basin that's shown there, an overflow together with the crushed stone area for the trailer parking will all go to a basin in the lower rear of this site. This hasn't been designed yet. We're moving right along quickly on this. But at this point, it'll be designed in the near future and submitted for your review.
The area is going to be paved at all, or?
The front portion of the building will be paved. What's blue will be a light-duty parking lot pavement for employee parking. The hopefully is coming through is kind of a raspberry color. Will be a heavy-duty asphalt pavement. And in the back,
saying where they're going in and out for the material because they know that one thing they need a lot of
money. Yeah, the end. I don't know how that's got to be.
The apron.
The end apron will be all blacktop.
Up to this.
That's about there.
And it will transition.
And it'll be stone behind that, so the tires will scrub clean if there was any.
And there'll be a concrete pad in the back, heavy-duty concrete pad. So we've touched on most of the key items.
Dumpster enclosures will be on the back side of the building for two dumpsters.
Yes.
Yep.
Those are the key points. At this point, we're just talking about a conceptual plan. We'd like to present this to you. If you have any comments that we can incorporate as we do the final design for your submittal and review. If there's anything kind of jumps out at us, or yourself more or less, if you'd care to share it with us, well, we'll incorporate that and get it addressed. Other than that, we're not ready to submit at this point the seeker documents or the stormwater management calculations.
Similar, like an operational central paving has basically trucks all lined up.
Yes. If you're familiar with my site over on Broad Street, my shop, very similar. The material storage building is kind of key. We sell topsoil and screen products, and I'd like to store them inside to keep them out of the weather. That's the main goal with that. And that building takes up a lot of room. I don't have the real estate over there for something of that size. And the truck, it's getting to be, with 20-some trucks, it's tough over there in that site. So it's time to up, get some more room, get some more elbow room.
Lucas, do you want to talk about the building?
We'll review our exterior appearance here. Again, we're 200 feet on the USIG drive facing by 150 foot deep. 30-foot eave heights with a double slope either way. Main structure of the building is a pre-engineered structure with corrugated metal siding and stainless steel metal roof. Very similar to the products used on Pepsi and Fountainhead and Home Depot have an insulated panel, so that's a smoother panel. But this will be your traditional corrugated. We have a split face masonry knee wall, 4 foot high on all the way around, and on the office corner, which is about 30 by 75 in this corner, will be 12 foot high split face block, all painted, and that doubles the support for an interior mezzanine. We have some clear story windows, more for just natural light, and sectional garage doors on the USIG drive side and on the rear side of the facility. We're trying to implement some strip windows just to kind of dress up that office, and there is some discussion about some canopies over the front corner as well. And in addition, there will be, we've got incorporated in this a sidewalk and landscape bed around the front corner to add some plantings.
There's some trees in there.
Yeah, put in a couple of trees in this area.
Trees on it too. I think those are key aspects of the exterior of the building. A few exit,
I think it's nice that we see a local resident expanding and somebody that's going in there.
Thank you. Appreciate it. When is the next time we can bring the stuff for you to approve it?
John would like to say something.
Sure. So a couple things in moving forward, like we've done in the past with other projects. We know Phil's heavily involved in all of these, but we'll also have Delta engineers involved to review everything from the SWIP to the design, everything as far as the entrance, make sure that there is enough blacktop and gravel so it doesn't get on the roads. We'll worry about all of those things as well. We've had several conversations with Aldridge Trucking. We believe they are a good fit for the park. We see that 30 up to 30 employees is a great asset there, and it'll only contribute to what we're trying to do there. But the IDA has their full support, and once again, we'll utilize our costing again. And we'll also have Tony Halleck involved again with all of the permitting and the seeker and all of that. So we'll work with you all on that as well.
What do we need from here, John?
So if you can, we have a meeting on the 29th. Of May, if you have it ready by then, we can at least have the initial paperwork, and then at that point we can schedule the public hearing.
Jeff, I think what we'll do is we'll work with them and Tony Halleck and make sure if that can happen. Yeah. I'll talk with him tomorrow, because that'll be the key on how we move best ahead with this, okay? So I don't want to promise him anything if it's just not there right yet. I mean, we are here at the end of the month for the other public hearing anyways, right? The 20th.
If it's run at the
30th. Oh, okay. So I'll talk with him tomorrow and see what we need to keep this moving, at least get the seeker, get you as lead agency again, and see how we can best move this forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Again, if there are any comments, we'd like to hear them. You can share them with us. That would be timely.
Were you catching your mosh day longer? Is that what you guys are doing there?
Yeah,
we are. Yeah.
So you're, what do you have to do, just pump it out after so long?
We're gonna analyze that between code and plumbing with the washing component of it. The hope is that we can cycle it through an oil water separator and then discharge. We'll see, because it is a washing operation and not a service, area, we're working with the mechanical engineer on that whole concept and making sure we do it correctly. Right.
I guess we're all set then. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You guys can keep them just to review it after the fact and make further comments. Thank you.
Any old business?
Huh? 29th meeting.
Any old business? Any new business?
Sure. Still nice out.
Yeah.
Oh my
God.
The weekend they all together.
They were in opposition for
that project. I thought you guys were developing a CEO. Are you not?
Oh, that, I am.
It's actually happening. Honestly.